Parshas Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, the Sefer, the third of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, it's called Toras Koyanim. Toras Koyanim, the Gemara in Brachas calls it, it's the Sefra de Beirav. The Gemara Darshan's over there, a Pasuk in Shmuel, Brachas Daf Yitches, Uvinoya ben Yoyoda ben Ishchayel, Rav Pa'olam Mikapzel, Hu Hikesh Shnei Ariel Moyev, Hu Yorad, Vihikes Ari, Betoicha Be'er, Be'yoyim HaSheleg. And the Gemara Darshan's, what does it mean, Hikes Ari, Be'yoyim HaSheleg? One pshat is that he toivled in Sheleg, another pshat is that he learned Sefer Toras Koyanim. Sefer Toras Koyanim is a very hard limud. The beginning of Sefer Toras Koyanim, in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, it talks a lot about the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatar and Adreshes Behen. And I heard that the reason is, because Be'emes, it's now saying, you know, we have Torah Misinai, but now it's saying, Vayikra El Moshe, Vayadabra Hashem Elov Me'oyel Moyet. Now what happened? By the Luchos Rishonos, if you're talking that the Kol HaTorah Kula was Munach in the Luchos, and then everything would have been from Sinai. But then Daf in the Luchos Shnias, there's the Etzem Luchos that was from Moshe. But then, the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatar and Adreshes Behen, is a Tzura of... from Oyel Moyed. Oyel Moyed is the Mishkan, but it means the base Medrash. It means the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatar and Adreshes Behen, which is also teaching us Torah. It's interesting, there's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara asks, Amar Le Rabbanan Daf Nun Gimel, Amar Le Rabbanan Rabbavo, Hatzpineinu Heichen Rabbavo. Where's Rabbavo hiding? And the Gemara answers, Amar Lehen, Olatz Benaro Aharoinis Acharoinis Eranis Venirosei. Amri Lo Isha, that he had married an Abbas Koyen, Va'amri Lo Masechta. Which Rashi says, it was a Masechta in Kachim that he finished one Masechta and he started a new Masechta. The Meiri over there says it's going on Toiris Koyanim. It's interesting, the Lashon of the Gemara is Masechta. Masechta means a Masechta of Gemara. The Meiri learns over there it's going on Toiris Koyanim. Toiris Koyanim is the Brisis of Seder Kachim, Al Seder the Psukim. Now the Parashat B'Cholifin starts by Yikra, and we know there's a small Aleph. The Aleph Zeira. This is as opposed, of course, to a regular-sized aleph, it's a small aleph, but there's a large aleph, there's an aleph rabosi. Sefer Divrei Hayomim starts off, Adam, Sheis, Enoish, Adam is an aleph rabosi. Because Adam Arishoin was an Adam rabosi. The Gemara says in Chagiga that he was Royim Yisoyfoy Lamat Soyfoy, physically and ruchniistically, Adam Arishoin. It's Yitochin that now, after Chet Yitzadas, the Sforum explained that the aleph over here is aleph, it's 1/1000th. A tenth of a percent, yeah, I think that's the chesed, yeah, of what the original Adam was. But the Torah is telling us that even though this Aleph Rabosi, Afal Pikei, Vayikra El Moshe, Loshin Chiba, HaKadosh Baruch was calling to us Afal Pikei, even though it's an Aleph Zeira, nevertheless, and the Emes, the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu, Be'etzem, Mitoich An V'Sanusoi, wanted to write Vayikar El Moshe, Mikre, like it says by Bilam, That's what his darga was. He didn't want to be madgish that his darga is Vayikra. And the Abishah said, no, you have to write an Aleph. And doch, he wrote a small Aleph. There's another pshat that the small Aleph is referring to a pasuk. It says, Va'alfeich bina. A little bit of learning. You know, sometimes it's hard, maybe by Saif's man, or b'chlal, a person says it's hard. Abyssal, make a hishtadlis. Learn a little bit. Limud HaTorah, even a small little Aleph. A little bit more of Limud HaTorah. There's an interesting story. In the times of Rav Shri Ragoin, there was a big usher who had B'Yerusha, a Sefer Torah that was written by Ezra Sefer. And he had two sons, and there was a Vikuah who should Yarshan the Sefer Torah, and they made a deal, they'll make a Goyro. One of them will Yarshan the Sefer Torah, the other one will get all of the other Nechasim. And the guy was an Usher Muflag. And still, the one that won the Sefer Torah and the Goyro was Sameach, and the one that didn't get the Sefer Torah, and rather got only all the millions, was not Sefridin. And there was a certain Apikaris that was very upset about this. How could they give such chashivas to the Torah? The story goes, it's brought down, that it was Parshas Mishpatim. The pasuk over there says, Va'avadatem es Hashem aleikechem, Va'avadatem with an ayin, of course. Va'avadatem es Hashem aleikechem, Uveiruch eslachem v'semecha. And he changed it to Va'avadatem with an aleph, Rachmona litzlan. You'll be ma'abed Hashem aleikechem, la'abed, to destroy. Instead of writing, in the Sefer Torah, he went, and he switched the ayin to an aleph, And that Shabbos by Kriyas HaTorah, the son that had Yarsh and the Sefer, everyone was all excited. They do Kriyas HaTorah. And Mechab Tois said, it's possible. He had a tremendous Agmas Nefesh. You fix it up after Shabbos. Ken Zayin. But it's not Ezra Sefer Torah anymore. Shainish Ezra Sefer Torah. This is an Aleph. This is a switch to an Ayin. And the father came to him in a Chaloyim and told him, Herzu, the Apikoros that did this, that switched it to an Aleph, on the spot, you can go to the Bima, was punished. His eye fell out. Ayin, tachas ayin. He took away the ayin, he lost his ayin. He lost his ayin. And Kachava, they said that that's what happened. Now the Apta Rebbe, I think Apta is with a Aleph. The Apta Rebbe, Grada, on the last words of this week's Parsha, it says, a Parsha is always supposed to end off with something good. The last words in the Parsha is, Mikoyla Sher Yasu La Ashma Ba, which is L'chayr of guilt. So he says, no, La Ashma Ba is Rosh HaTevis, L'keil Asher Shovas Mikol HaMasim Ba'yom HaShvi. La Ashma Ba. It's going on Shabbos Kodesh. But come on, the Apta Rebbe, he said like this, on this story, the Chiluk between Aleph and Ayin, he says, people don't understand. It says by Megillas Esther, we're going to put this together. It says by Megillas Esther, that Esther is telling Achashverosh, if you would have just been sold as avodim u'shvachos, I would have kept quiet. He ain't had sar shoyt ben ezek hamelach. But the situation is bleak. It's not just that he wants to sell us as avodim. He wants to kill us. If it would just be avdus, I wouldn't complain. What, where is she getting this idea from? If it would just be, who said such a tzad that it sounds avdus, that she's bavarning it, that if it would only be avdus, I wouldn't complain. Who said anything about avdus? Says the after Rabbi says, you don't understand, Haman never went over to Achashverosh and offered the idea to kill all the Yidden. Who's going to kill all the Yidden? Mechitesa. He said, let's make them la'abdom. With an ayin. We'll make them a ta'avodin. Haman, the Mechutzef, he switched it to an aleph. Then he added la'harug la'hashmet also. Yeah, someone asked me, what's la'harug la'hashmet coming? He switched it to an aleph, la'aved. La'harug la'hashmet la'aved. But originally Achashverosh, he heard to make the Yidden la'avdom. So Esther says, "Ilu la'avodim u'lishvachas nimkarnu." What Haman originally in his petition, what he came to you for, hecharashti. But it's not avdus; it's taka the aleph. Now, what's the oimik b'etzem of this? It's interesting. You know, we have Parsha Zohar, Amalek, and Chodesh Ador. Something very interesting. There's ayin and there's aleph. Ayin is the shivim umois. Aleph is klal Yisrael. Now, let me tell you something. Amalek is makir, that is aleph, that is klal Yisrael, that is the bashefer. But he says, you know what, that's up in Shemayim. Down here, this shivim umois, just be one of the shivim umois. You're one of the shivim umois. Maybe the 71, maybe the 70, but it's just the shivim umois. It's not klal Yisrael. And that's the mistake. Aleph dor, ador. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misaveh that he should have here a dira b'tachtoinim in this world. Amalek says, fine, I'm makir that there's such a thing as ruchnius and Hashem and klal Yisrael. That's all upstairs. No. And down here is only ayin, the shivim umos. And that's the mistake. It's not an ayin. It's an aleph dor. And it might be a small aleph, it might be a big aleph, but you have to realize, if a person is misboinen, even if he doesn't realize it right away, but if he's misboinen, he'll see that it's not vayikar, that it's vayikra, that it's alufa shel oilam. Maybe you have to search for it, but it's there, and to realize that the Eibishter wants us vayikra, he wants us over here in this world to be karev, Hashem, l'chol kairav, not an oilam haba, here in this world. He wants adira. The alufa shel oilam wants adira. There's another pshat. It's interesting, the Magal Amukis has a big arichas here, has 80 pshatim, what's the small aleph, we're not going to go through them, but a little bit to mention. We mentioned that the last week's parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what happened to the Eshoelef, Ushvam Eyois, Vachamishav Yishavim. He knew what most of the Kesef went to the Adonim, but he didn't know about these outsider ones, this last thousand and something. That's the Eleph that he forgot. That's why the Aleph is small. Aleph, Eleph, he forgot the Eleph. It's also, it says, Alufeinu Misubalim, the Eleph are suffering. Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef is gematria 1,000. Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef is gematria 1,000. That's in this galus right now. The Elif alufeinu misubalim. The Elif, it's small. It's, we're waiting still for the Hakadosh Baruch Hu to call out that there should be the kirva. But the emes is what the Rabbanu Shlom is saying here, that afal pike, he's still calling out us. It's interesting. When did this happen? Vayikra al Moshe mistama on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Mishkan was finally put together. Vayakol pechudei. And now, the Abrams is telling us, Torah is Kainim, he's telling us all the dinim of Karbonis. And by Yikra El Moshe, Hashem is calling out to Moshe. You had also, if you learned that the world was created in Nisan, the Machlaik is Benisan Nivra'ilam, Betishra Nivra'ilam, if it's Benisan Nivra'ilam, by Yikra Hashem Elikinas Adam, he called out to Adam, the Adam Rabasi, she called out to him also. And it's interesting, there's a Yalkut Raveni, he says, you know why the Aleph is small? It's a tiny on Moshe Rabbeinu that he was Pirish Me Ishto. That was the tiny, because he's my oil moy. He has to stay in the oil moy, he doesn't have a wife. But Adam Rishon, no. Adam Rishon did have Chava. But over there, it's Aleph Rabasi, here it's Aleph Zeira. The Chasam Sofer also, when he talks about this Aleph Zeira, it's interesting. He says, ties it into Purim, there's Vayikra Moshe, without the word El, but Vayikra Moshe. He says Vayikra Moshe, and then there's Vayikar Moshe, without the Aleph. Vayikar Moshe is Gematria Esther. Vayikra Moshe is already a higher Madrega. Yoshev Biseser Elyon. It's a higher Madrega. Dafka, you add the Aleph, he explains it's going to a higher Madrega. He says also the pasuk in the Gemara in Megillah Darshan that Esther, the remez for Esther is shame et tachas asir pad yala hadas, shame oilam etemai asher loy yikares. Loy yikares is Gematria Esther, 661. Vayikar Moshe. Higher than that is Akasriel, the Gemara in Brochus, a certain Malach. That's already beyond a higher Madrega. A higher Madrega. Now it's Adam ki Yaakov mikem, the pasuk says. Adam also, what's Adam? Aleph and Dom. Dom is Basar v'Dom. A person is made out of Dom. Gashmias. But he has to realize that Be'etzem, if he has to connect to the Aleph. He has to connect to the Aluf Eshel Olam. Yes, he's Stam as a Basar v'Dom, but not Stam Basar v'Dom. He's a Aleph Dom. The same thing the Sfarim talk about. Aaron, the ultimate Kohen, the one that does the Avoid of the Mikdash. It's interesting. Haran also wanted to do Avodah. Haran also had a tremendous Mesiris Nefesh. He also went into the Ur Kasdim. So the Sfarim explains, Shem Shmuel talks about the others. Haran is the spitz center of everything. Hey is the middle letter between Aleph to Yud. Resh is the middle letter between, well, if you only go till Tav, if you don't count the Mansapach, Resh is the middle. And Nun is the middle. Haran is spitz, but you know what he's missing? He's missing that Aleph. Aharon is the Gilgal of Haran. But with the Aleph. Aharon, Hakoyin is Haron, but with the Tesefes Aleph. And he's the one that connects to Aluf Eshel Olam and connects to Mishkan, connects to Mikdash to be able to do Avoida and Avoida Sakrabonis. Adam ki Yakrav Mikem, Rashi says, Mikem v'loy min ha-gezel. Mikem is Gematria 100. 99% is still Gezel. You know, guys, it's come on, it's really mine. A little bit, you know, a little bit, a little smear here, a little bit. No. You want it to be V'loimen HaGezel. V'loimen HaGezel is 100%, not 99%. 99% is still Gezel. Now, Rashi brings, where do you have the idea that it's Adam Kiyakim Mikem, not Min HaGezel? Rashi says, Ma Adam HaRishoyin LaHikriv Min HaGezel. How do you know? Shakol Shaloi, everything was his. Af Atem, be like Adam HaRishoyin LaHikriv Min HaGezel. So I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Sefer on Chumash, Time of the Craw, he has a kasha. The Gemara says that there are Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And the Gemara brings the basic Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Eivim Nachai, Berchus Hashem, Gezel, Dinim, Avodazar, Gilarai, Shvetazaman, there's Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. The Gemara brings Mekairos in Psukim for the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. What's the Makar for Gezel? The Gemara Darshans. Mikol Eitz Hagan. Toichal, Mikol Eitz Hagan, V'loy Min HaGezel. How's the Shaykh Gezel? Everything belongs to Adam Arisha. As I fret, you're darshaning here that a carbon can't come in a gezel. Dum yad Adam. That Adam can't have gezel because everything is his. And then you're darshaning, you call Eitzagan. Beloy min a gezel. As I fret, they're a kasha. So he says, there's a chilek. He says, Behem chayv oif. The Eberster told Adam, Uredu bidgas hayom of oif hashamayim. Everything is yours. All the chayis, behemis, and oifis are yours. Pasuk says, Redu. It's all yours, so it's not shayach gezel. But on Gidulei Karka, it doesn't say there was lehedya that everything was his. Maybe not everything is his. He has to first be koinit. And then it could be. So by carbon, which is from a behemoth, it's not Shaykh Gezel. We call Eitz Hagan, the Gemara is able to darshan for Loimen HaGezel. Now we're saying over here it says, Odom ki Yakrav Mikem Karbon. The Rabbi El Lapian, and Lev Elio, is marked about this Indian. Over here it says, Odom ki Yakrav Mikem Karbon. Now a person is really a guf and a neshama. And over here he's talking about being makar of the carbon. He says even the Adam part, the Gashmi's part, is makar of the carbon. But by the Chait in Perek Dalid, later in the Parsha, Nefesh Kisechet Ebeshkogah. Because the Eberster of the Etzen puts together the Guf and the Neshama, it's two different parts. Mitzarechet, even the Adam Sheboy has to be makar of the carbon. Mitzar Sheni, even the Nefesh Sheboy was Choyte. About the Inyonim of the Parsha now is going to go into Inyonim of Seder Kochim. We know the Gemara says in Shabbos, Darshaning a Pasuk, V'hoye, Emunas, Itecha, Chosen Yeshuais, Chochma Vadas, Emunas Zuseder Zroyim, Shemaimin Bechai Lomim Vizereya, Itecha is times, is Moyed, Chosen is Noshim, Yeshuais is Seder Nezikin, Chochma is Kochim, Vadas is Seder Tyrus. That's the Gemara. So Seder Kochim is Chochma. It's interesting, the Gemara in Baba Basra, the Kuf Ayin Hey, near the end, Kuf Ayin Hey. The Chaparayin, his man is almost over to finish Baba Basra. Baba Basra Kufayin Hey, the Gemara says, Haroitza Sheyachkim, Yasoik Bedine Mominus. Lechayra, Haroitza Sheyachkim, should go learn Kochim. Chochm is Kochim. Haroitza Sheyachkim, Yasoik Bedine Mominus. So the Hafla says, Haroitza Sheyachkim, someone who wants to learn Seder Kochim, and he thinks he's going to understand Seder Kochim, first, Yasek Bedini Mominus, finish Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, Noshim Nezikin. When you finish that, then you're ready. You can go learn the Chachma. It's not Kunst to go right away learn the Chachma. That's what the Gemara means. Haroitza Sheyachim, to learn Kochim, first learn Noshim Nezikin. It's interesting, there was once a group of Bokram, they came to the Panavish Rav. I don't know how old they were, but they were holding in, still in the Sugis of Noshim Nezikin, and they came as a Kvutza, they wanted to learn Kochim. And he told them, quoting the Pasuk, he held it, whatever, obviously he held that they weren't ready for it yet, but what he told them, the Melitza, his Lashon was, end of Parsha Shmois, Vayan lohem vayoymer, nirpim, atem nirpim, you're fashvachin. Alkein atem oymer, neil chanizbacha. Yeah, you want to go learn kachem, you're fashvachin, yeah, shayin, nasle rababa, it's too hard. We're going to go do, no, haroitza sheyachkin, yasek, bedine, mominus. The Inyan of Karbonos. What's the Inyan of Karbonos? It's interesting. The Rambam in Moir Nevuchim, the Ramban brings the Chelik of it, but the Rambam in Moir Nevuchim brings a few different Inyanim. What's the Inyan of Karbonos? Makar of animals. What's the Inyan? So the Rambam in one place in Moir Nevuchim, he writes, this the Rambam doesn't bring, but the Rambam brings it, that since in the olden times, people used to be Makar of Karbonos to Tzlomim and Hecholis, they would be Makar of animals, to tell Klal Yisrael, totally not as to the Zara, to tell Klal Yisrael, cold turkey, that's how you say it. Not turkey, but you know, the Putzlund, not to do it. It was too much. The hepech hapitoim, the sudden opposite is too much. So gozra chachmasoi, that they should still be makrav karbonis a little bit. Kilo, it's mamish b'diyevet, that means, the idea of being makrav karbonis. Hashem couldn't totally take it away from us. In another place, the Mar Nevuchim writes, the Ramban brings it. That the union of karbonis is, he says, we bring bakar, tzoin, and izim, seirim. He says, because the mitzrim, the ancient Egyptians, we're oivdim l'tle, to the sheep. And the kastim, that's the Babylonians, we're oivdim l'shedim, l'shirim, l'seirim, that means the goats. And he says, anshe hoidu, that's not Turkey, that's hoidu, is India. Ad hayoim, l'yishchatu bakar l'oilom, they'll never shech the cow, the holy cow, right? So you have the mitzrim, the kastim, and the bavliim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh, to be shoichet, bakar, tzoyim, and Izim, to go against this Avodah Zarah. As I break the Rambam, Mer Nevuchim, the Ramban brings it here. Frek the Ramban, Heichi Tochein, Lasoi Shulchan Hashem, Migoyel, Midam, Rak Lohoitzim, Miliban Shalashoyim. If you're telling me, Be'etzim, it's not appropriate to start shechting animals, blood, this and yonim, and you're doing it only Lohoitzim, Miliban of Avodah Zarah, it can't be. The Pasuk says it's Lechem, Ishi Reach, Nichoyach Lashem. He says, Avad, it's a Soid Niskov, that Karbonis is a much deeper Inyan, Lechatchila to do. He said also, Noyach brought a carbon. Hevel brought a carbon. The Ramban doesn't bring this, but according to some Midrashim, the Marishim brought a carbon. The Rambam brings it in Hilchas Beis HaBechira when he says, the Mokam HaMizbeach, Mechuvin B'Yoyser, he says that already it was the place of the Akedah, and when Noyach was Makrav, and where Adam Harishim was Makrav a carbon. Come on, the Zara Dachres, that he was Makrav a carbon. Adam, Hevel, Noyach is before the times of the ancient Egyptians, Babylonians, and Haidim. Right? So you're telling me the Inyan of Karbonis is only the Haitzi Miliban of these Inyanim? You see, there's a concept of Karbonis before. Says the Ramban, a big arichas here, that the Inyan of Karbon is a soid niskov, that b'maisa, b'dibur, b'machshava, a person should you do a maisa of smicha, you mazvada, b'peh, you makar of the caravan, the kloyos, which is the clay, ha-machshava. And it's a big avoida. And then the Ramban explains, al derech ha-emes, he says, avada, we're only makar of l'havaya, l'yudke vofke. Zayvech l'loyhim yocharam, b'ilti l'havaya l'vada. Karbonis, you have to understand, it's only to yudke vofke, not to other shemos. And he explains the whole deep Inyan of Karbonis. But it's a much higher level. The Meshechachm over here writes, he talks about this Machlokes Rambam and Ramban, that Mitzarecha, the Rambam writes that the Inyan of Karbonis is Sach HaKol, L'Harchik Adam and Aveira, as opposed to the Ramban, that the Lashon of the Meshechachm is that the Inyan of a Karbonis is L'Karev, the Koiches of the different Olamos, Inyan Electri Ruchni, some kind of electric Ruchnius. Electri, he writes. Nowadays, in modern Hebrew, they call it Chashmal. I don't know if in the Meshech Chochmah's time, they already called it Chashmal. Chashmal is something else. That's, if you know, Chagiga. It's a Handra Sugya. But he calls it Inyan Electri. Some kind of Ruchnius, electricity of connection. But he explains that maybe there's both in the Meshech Chochmah wants to say maybe a Karbonis on a Bama is maybe Alderach the Rambam. Karbonis on the Mizbech and the Mikdosh is like the Ramban. Who then he wants to say maybe Karban Pesach, the original Karban Pesach, was maybe Taka only Mishchu, Kula Chemtzoyin, to distinct yourself away from Avodah Zarah. Later on, the Karbanas are maybe on a higher Inyan, and he explains that now nowadays we don't have Karbanas, but we know Avada. Tfilois is connected to Karbanas. In a Kama Inyonim. First of all, the Gemara says that Shachris is connected to Tomachal Shachar, Mincha connected to Tomachal Ben Arbayim. But it's more than that. It's Halacha Lamaisa, Shulchan Aruch, Eirechayim, Simen Sadiches, Sifdalid. Hatfilo, Ibimokim Karban. Velakein sarach li zoher shetehei dugmas hakarbon bekavono velo ya'ar v'shu machshava. There shouldn't be a machshavas pigul in your tefila because there shouldn't be a machshava in a carbon. Umed tefila has to be while you're standing. Dum yida avoida kviyas mokaim, a specific place, just like avoida has a specific place. Without chatzitza malbushim noim, special clothes. Begadim miyuchadim the big day kahuna. There's begadim miyuchadim v'tefila. A whole arichas shulchan aruch over here. The Torah is bringing the shulchan aruch simin tzadiches. The inyan of how the karbonis are connected, the tefillah is connected to the karbonis. Now, besides that, Avan, in the beginning of davening, we say karbonis, although most siddurim don't have it. Most siddurim, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if everyone says all the things that it says in the siddur before Rabbi Shmuel Ayomer Shleishes Remidus. But in Shulchan Aruch, it's a mafresh sifat Shulchan Aruch that a person is supposed to say the parsha of Oyla Mincha Shlomim Chatas and Osham. We don't. It's not in the siddur. I mean, we say the parsha of Tomid. And then we say the Mishnah is the Ezum Koyman, but Mamas the Parsha Mefurish of Oyla Mincha Shlomim. Yeah. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about it. Why Klal Yisrael doesn't do it? Okay, but the Aruch Chaim, the Mechaber, and Sif Hey, Simon Aleph Sif Hey, yeah. So there's an Indian you're supposed to say the Parshiyos of the Karbonis. Then there's another halacha that he brings from the Aruch Chaim B'Shem Rabbi Yudah Bar Yochar. Very interesting halacha. Yoymarim Hakarbonis, the pasuk Ches, Vishochat. This pasuk is a schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'ira da akedas Yitzchak. You have to know what's the inyan daf of saying this pasuk. Paradis Yosef brings that the inyan is because this pasuk is remes to the different averis of Yetzirah. Vishachat oisoy al yerech. Yerech is the inyan of arayis, with a yerech. Hamizbeach is taivas achila. Tzafoin is mom, and he brings the pasuk mom mit tzafoin zov yasa. So it's to be mechaven by this pasuk that it should be mishtadel to be eradicate the various yetzer horrors, because that's what Akedah Yitzchak was, to be oimid v'nisoyin. In davening by tefillah, we have the bracha of avoy. We have a lot of the Shemani Esrei brachas, 19 brachas, but we have the bracha of Ritzei. In the middle of the bracha, the brachas avoy that's called, the Gemara Megillah calls it. V'hoshe v'so avoydo l'dvir beisecha. The Ishe Yisrael, who's filosam here ba'amas kabbal brotzin. What does it mean? Those words, the Ishe Yisrael, the Torah in Siman Kuf Chaf brings Taisus in Menaches Daf Kuf Yud. That brings a few pshatim. What does it mean? The Ishe Yisrael. One pshat he brings it. It's going on the karbonis, and it means that our davening, which is connected karbonis, that you should bring the avoy the back with vir beisecha, and then the Ishe Yisrael with filosam is going on the tefilos. But he brings another pshat. He brings based on this Gemara in Menaches. That even Mizman Hazeh, Michoel Sar Hagodol is a Kohen Gadol, and he's Makriv Nishmoisein Shel Tzadikim on a Mizbech that's upstairs in Shemayim. And that's what it means, V'ishei Yisrael. V'ishei Yisrael is going on those karbonis that Michoel Sar Hagodol is being Makriv. Another Pshat Taisa says is that it's going on the Sefer. V'ishei Yisrael Utvilasam B'Abbas Kabel Barot. Separate. Machloik is had to be Mechavin. What do the words mean? The Ishe Yisrael. This week is Parsha Zohar. Once a year, we Amakayim Mitzvah Sase Deraisa Zohar Eis Hashas Lacha Amalek. There are a lot of other Zechirois that we're Makayim. It's interesting. The Magen Avraham in Simen Samach Sivkaton Beis. He says that if you look at the bracha of Ava Rabba, Ava Soilam, the second bracha of Birchas Kriyashma, it's nirmaz in that bracha of Ava Rabba, in the morning tefillah, all the inyanim of the zechirois that we have to do. And he goes through them. He says, Uvanu vacharta, matan toira. V'keiravtonu is the union of Zechiras Maimon Har Sinai. V'keiravtonu. L'shimcha ha-gadol, says the Magen Avraham, Shimcha ha-gadol is Zechiras Amalek. Because kiyod al-keiska, that b'shas Amalek, it's not yud-kei vav-kei sholem. So l'shimcha ha-gadol is a remes for Zechiras Amalek. Then he continues, l'hoidois l'cha, is to remember l'hoidois as opposed to Lashon Hara, of Zechiras Miriam. And then, in continuing in the davening, v'zachart es kol mitzvah Hashem is that Shabbos is shokol keneged all the mitzvahs. Ba'ava is lafuki that we were maktzif Hakadosh Baruch Hu in the midbar, which is another zechira that was supposed to do. And then the Magen Avraham tells why dafka zechira samolik? We make a whole tras, there's a special Shabbos miyuchet for it, and the other zechirois we don't have bazunder. But he says that every one of the zechiras is taka mentioned over here. And again, where is it mentioned? The union of zechiras of amolik, the zachar of amolik. It's because it's l'shimcha ha-gadol, because it's mefurish in the pasuk in Parshas Beshalach, ki yod al keis ko, that b'shas amolek, there's a pirud, amolek, malika, separated, not a full tikkun of yud kei vav kei. Amolek separates it. We want to be mechaber, the yud kei with the vav kei, and be mechaber the shmoy sholem. I saw, interesting, a person has to, we're not a malach, we're a guf and a neshama, a person has to balance between literally taking care of his gashmis and also his ruchnis. An interesting ha'ara, yud kei vav kei. All in yonim of gashmias are yud and then a hey. Ochal shoso, sleeping, look at the word. Achila has a yud and a hey in it. Achila, shtia, lina, shina, all those words, sleeping, all have a yud and a hey. Ruchniistic things all have a vav and a hey. Kedusha, avoida, toira, tshuva, all has a vav and a hey. Well, some people say kedisha, tshiva, basically, but toira is toira, it's not tira, yeah? Toira is vav hey, that's for sure. Yes. So the balance is to put together the yud hey and the vav hey, the shmoy shalim, to balance between the inyanim of gashmiim and the inyanim of ruchni. Now in Parshas Zohar, it's interesting. Be'emes amolik, the Gemara says in Megillah, haloi kasafti l'chashi leishim v'loi ribeim, and we learn out that be'emes there are four places in Torah, in Tanakh, where amolik is mentioned. And if you keep cheshbin, in the next 2 weeks we are going to lane all of them. On Parshas Zohar, we lane Parshas Kiseitze. On Purim, Boy Vayoin, we lane Vayovei Amalek from Bishalach. The Haftoira of Parshas Zohar is, in Sefer Shmuel, is about the story of Agag and Amalek. And then we have Megillas Esther. That was Nischadish. Esther said, Kisvuni Ladoiris, that is a fourth time. That is also Megillas Esther, which we lane on Purim. So all the Inyanim of Amalek are laned in the next few days. Dafka, in the time of Purim, I heard once the Taitches, because Be'etzem Mechias Amalek, the Gemara says you need a Melech. And nowadays you don't have a Melech. But what's the Taitche of Melech? Melech is the Pshat, is Achdus. By Purim, there's Achdus. In the time of Purim, when there's Achdus, from Mephuzerim, Mephurim, Bein Amen, when you make Lech, Knoises, Kola Yehudim, it becomes Ba'achdus. In the time of Purim, that time of the year, we're able to be Moicha Amalek, even without a Melech, and that's Mechias Amalek. Now, the Magen Avraham, in Simen Tofresh Pehei, he brings that the emes is where Mekayim, the mitzvah sesei doiraisa of Zechiras Amalek by laning Parshas Kiseitze, that's the maftir of Parshas Zohar. But he says technically you could also be yoitzo with the kriya of Parshas Bishalach, which we lane in on Purim, and we also lane on Parshas Bishalach. That's the week after Parshas Boy, in middle of Shvat usually it comes out. But that also is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Melchemes Amalek, of Zechiras Amalek. The Mishnah Berurah is chaylik, the Chofetz Chaim, Afanar, the Mishnah Berurah brings this Magen Avraham Tafresh Pehei, and the Mishnah Berurah is chaylik. He says, no, the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is, part of it is to mention, to do a melchama l'Hashem ba'Amalek. They have to fight him in the loichem negdom. That it doesn't say in Parshas Bishalach. And therefore, you're not yoytze with Parshas Bishalach, rather only with Parshas Kiseitze. I heard a chiddush, yet not aloch l'maisa, but I speak over a chiddush. Women also are machmir to hear Parshas Zohar. The reason is because it's a deraisa, and they're choshesh that maybe they're chayiv also in this mitzvah. It's a machlokes rishonim. There are rishonim that mefurish say noshim are chayiv in Parshas Zohar. There are rishonim that mefurish say noshim apotter. The Sefer Achinuch says noshim apotter. It's an inyan of melchama, and as such, noshim alav benois melchama. Lefiza, I say a chiddush avodim yeh. That's one of the few examples where even though avodim eved knaini is chayiv mitzvahs like an isha, there are a few dugmois where an eved knaini is chayiv in a mitzvah that noshim are not. It's possible, probable even, that according to the Sefer HaChinuch, Noshem HaPater, but Avodim would be Chayiv, because if the whole reason why Noshem HaPater are Zman Gromo, so Avodim have the same Gedarim. But if Noshem HaPater, because Lav, Benois Milchom, but an Evid Kenaini, would yet be Chayiv. But Akaponim, Noshem HaPater, Azoy Zokt, the chinuch. Women are machmir, it's a deraisa. I don't know, Parshas Par is also a deraisa, they're not as machmir. I don't know what the Indian is. Machlekes, yeah, say it, okay. But here is a machlekes if they're chayiv. But Parshas Par l'chafer, so they are chayiv. If it's a deraisa. So they're less machmir by Parshas Par, but by Parshas Zachar, so I want to tell you a chiddush, l'halacha, a kula, it's yitachin that women can go here when they lame the Megillah, which they're chayiv, and that's a Gemara, afeinoy b'yisaneis, they're able to hear, if they come in time, Parshas Bishalach and B'yotze. But you'll tie it, but it's a machlokes, Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says you're not Yotze. But listen, the Mishnah Berurah is tying a why you're not Yotze with Bishalach, is because he says that the inyan of Zechiras Amalek is to mention the Mulchama. And in Bishalach, you don't mention the Mulchama. Haga Ba'atzmacha, Shtel Tzichfar. Think about it. If Noshim are Chayiv, L'chayr they're talking about Shayach to Mulchama. What's the tzad that they should be Chayiv? Because you understand that the din of Zechiras Amalek is a separate din, lav dafka connected to Mulchama. On that side, that they're chayiv, so then it can be yotze with Bishalach. Mimonashach. The whole reason why Bishalach is not a kiyum of Parshas Amalek is because it doesn't mention the Mulchama. Noshim L'chayra aren't shaykh to the Mulchama, but anyways, L'chayra you're talking that women could more noita to be mekel than on Purim by Bayoim to be yotze their mitzvah of the derais of Mulchama Samalek with a kriya of Parshas Bishalach. Amalek, this far right, is Gematria Suffolk, 240. It's Gematria Rum, not the kind you drink, but it means Gaiva. Amalek is Suffolk. Amalek is Rum, 240. Amalek is Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Im Ayin. He creates Suffolk. Haman Menatayra Minayin is from that Eitz Adas, which the ultimate case where it created originally Suffolk. Uncertainty, unclarity, not realizing and seeing the small Aleph. That's Amalek. Amalek is Suffolk. Amalek also is, we said it's 240. If you look at the word Yisrael, a Yid has to do exactly the opposite of Amalek. Amalek is Asher Karcha, cool, yeah? No, you're not supposed to be cool. You're supposed to be with an Esh, with a Hislavis, with a fire. Take out the letters Aleph and Shin from Yisrael. What are you left with? Resh, Yud, Lamed. 240. Amalek. You take out the Hislavis from Yisrael, you take out the Eish from Yisrael, you're left with Amalek. Dollar is also Gematria 240. Ruble is pretty close, but doesn't make the cut. And so is Mas Hachnasa, but you have to translate it to English. Akoponim. Amalek. Amalek is, as we said, Gematria 240. There's another Indian that Amalek, I saw this farm say, is Omol Kuf. Omol Kuf. The Gemara says in Chagiga, Einoi Doime Misheshoine Pirkoi Mea Pamim Lemea Pamim Echad. Mea Pamim is Givaldik. Mamish, a whole plan, 10 times 10, 100 times, Chazering, big Tochnit. Oh, but it's missing the fire. It's just too organized, you know? It's too cool. 101! That's beyond Amalek. That's, Amalek is still Amal Kuf. And Amalek is also, Amalek says Asher Karcha, everything is Mikre. What's the Benahapichu of Mikre? The same letters? Rak Mehashem. Mikre, read it backwards. Scramble the letters. Mikra is Rak Me'ashem. We have to take a V'nahapichu and realize that it's not Mikra. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says that Amalek is compared to a Zvuv. And the Eitz Hara, the Gemara says in Brachas, is compared to a Zvuv. The Zvuv, it says, K'soiv Zois Zikaroin Basefer V'sim Ba'ozne Yeshua. Zikaroin Basefer V'sim Ba'ozne, Rosh HaTevis, Zvuv. A Zvuv could go on to a Sefer Torah and turn a Dalid into a Resh. Tiny difference. No, a Dalid into a Resh. It'll be Moichik, a little bit of the ink, and we'll turn into a Resh. The Zvuv can fall onto the Sefer Torah.
That's the El Acher.
Yeah, that's the El Acher. El Acher is Gematria 240. We have to realize Hashem Echad, big Dalid. No, you make a small Zvuv and he could change a tiny little thing. You think, oh, don't ignore it. No. It's the world of difference. It's the difference between Hashem Echad and El Acher. El Acher is 240. Gematria Amalek. The Ben Yisoscha writes, that's why it says by the Chet Eitzadas already, it says, V'koitz V'dar Dar Tatzmiach Loch. Because Dalad Reish, Dar Dar, the difference between Dalad and Reish. What's the difference between Dalad and Reish? Reish is 200. Dalad is 4. The difference between them? 196. That's Koitz. Koitz V'dar Dar to... The Zvuv can come and even you think it's a small shinoi, but it's that little aleph. It's realizing it's the difference between Vayikar and Vayikra, and it's all the difference in the world to see the Metzias Hashem and everything we do. Begashmis of Aruchnis.